This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. We've been following a diverse group of North Texas students since eighth grade as part of our American Graduate Project. Seven kids make up KERA's class of 17, and all seven are getting diplomas. Today, Kelly Bowdy, who plans to be a nurse and took special classes through high school to make that happen. She's aiming for college, but first, she's getting ready for prom, surrounded by her family.
Oh, hi.
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 It's a full house at the Forest Hill home where Kelly lives with her mom. Preparing for prom isn't just a day jammed with details. For Kelly, it's a family affair. Her Aunt Loria, mom's identical twin, is here. So is 21-year-old Tanisha Williams, who says this of her cousin Kelly.
This is my cousin, but she like a little sister.
Tanisha actually made Kelly's prom dress.
She always been smart. Well, her grades show it. I mean, she'd helped me with some work before. When I was in school, so yeah, she's smart. Proud of you, Kelly.
Working on Kelly's makeup is another cousin, Danetta Ewing, who's 26.
Well, you know, I was very excited when she said she wanted to be a nurse because I'm one.
Nursing kind of runs in the family.
My grandmother was a nurse, my mother was a nurse. I have aunts that were nurses. So for her to choose the same, it's exciting.
It's still exciting for Kelly, too, who chose nursing 4 years ago after caring for her infant nephew, Caden. Born premature, he's fine today. Thanks to nursing classes at O.D. Wyatt High School in Fort Worth, Kelly's earned CPR certification while gaining practical experience. Several days a week, as part of the program, she works with older patients. They reinforced her decision.
Just me like going to the nursing home and seeing like how I can help people and how I can make them feel happy. It just makes me want to do that.
What Kelly eventually wants to do is work in a neonatal unit caring for the most vulnerable newborns. Thanks to her high school program, she's found that caring for 70 and 80-year-olds teaches similar lessons.
They're really back to their baby stages, so it's just like I'm still helping a baby. Like, I didn't expect for it to be like as much that they need it as babies do, but it's really the same.
Kelly would like to move away from home for college, be on her own, even if it's nearby. She likes the large, respected nursing program at UT Arlington, but hasn't heard yet about her application. She's also considering historically black Texas College, midway between Dallas and Shreveport. That's what her mom, Gloria Mason, wants.
Because I wanted her to go off, you know, and venture the world, not just stay around home. It's just, well, maybe 45 minutes in Tyler, Texas, so it's not too far.
Texas College is still looking over Kelly's transcripts. Another option, Tarrant County College. She could go there for 2 years while saving money from part-time nursing work. Then she would transfer to a four-year program. Keeping her close might suit mom's twin, Loria Norwood. She sits comfortably in a chair with her wrapped left foot raised and resting on another chair. When Aunt Loria broke that foot recently, Kelly jumped in.
She put ice on it when I first did it because it swelled up like instantly. And then she wrapped it up and then she put a boot on it. But I was in so much pain, so I went to the hospital and that's what they did, x-rays and all that. But she took care of her aunt.
On this day, it's Kelly's family now taking care of her so that she's ready for the prom and for graduation, which is scheduled for Sunday. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.